God, if he's an awesome God, only if he's an awesome God. Now, if he's not an awesome God, then you ain't got to praise him. But he's an awesome God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord God, you are an awesome God. He is mighty. Oh, yes, he is. He can move mountains. He can hide you from the rain. While it's raining, pouring down, you still won't get wet. That's an awesome God. Somebody say you can tiptoe between the raindrops. And when you can do that, you got a God on your side. Hallelujah. Tiptoe through all your trials and tests. Won't get wet. God is awesome God. I do thank the Lord for being here this morning. I thank God for all of you all that come out. I thank God, as always, for our pastor. God allows me to stand in her stead. Thank God for my wife, who supports and helps me a great deal. But God is an awesome God. I'm going to be ministering a little bit today on the anointing destroys the yoke. It does. I'm telling you, he proved it to me. Before he proved it to me, I just went on with what he gave me about 2-3 weeks ago. So his anointing, it proves it does destroy yokes. It does. I'm telling you, he is an awesome God. I'm going to be ministering out of the book of Isaiah chapter 10. I'm so glad to be here this morning. I think I wasn't feeling too good. I don't know, feeling good, had my something going on with my throat, stuff going around in the house, kids passing it terribly this morning. I said, I ain't got time for that. You know, when we lost our son, I said, Lord, not now. Not now. Don't let it rain. Hold him quick enough. You don't know what's going on. It just set a bad tone. I said, Lord, not now. And he held the rain. It tried to rain for about a week. I said, Lord, not now. Not now. And so today I said, Lord, not now. I got to preach, Lord. Help me. So I thank God for healing my body. I thank God for just not letting it be right now. So right now is not right now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you as always, God. Father, I pray, God, that you would use me this morning. I thank you, Lord, for giving me a word, Lord. I thank you, Lord, not just giving me a word, but God, that you demonstrated this word, God. Paul said there was demonstration by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for showing up and showing out, God. Lord, I know it's all you, not me, Lord. I ask, Father, that you just use me, God, just for a few minutes, Lord, that your people, God, will be because he's deserving of it. Verse 1, I might do a little bit of reading, but I'm going to try my best to follow the Lord. And that right grievousness which they have prescribed for the poor of my people, that the widows may be their prey, will ye do in the day of visitation and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help? They shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall. Anger is not turned away. You know the scripture. But his hand, O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is my indignation. I will sin against him, an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey, and to tread them down like mire of the street. God is angry at his people, as we can see. And we can't say today that God is pleased with what's going on today. You know, but he said, throughout all of his anger, his hand is still stretched out. That just goes to show you the mercy of our God. You know, and sometimes, you know, we as fathers, We get so angry at our children, and some of the saints are the same way. They think that God gets so angry. Well, God don't have nothing else to do with me. He tries his best to deter us from sin, things that we ought not to do, and doing the things, but yet we still do them. But the devil is coming true. My son told me, he said, Dad, when I got in trouble, he said, I just thought you weren't going to first time getting in trouble. You 17 years old. I say, put some kind of fear in your heart, you know, fake like I'm really got nothing else to do with you. And I say, I can't turn my back on you, man. I love you. I'm not going to turn my back on you. I love you. I'm going to be there for you in spite of what you do. We got to do right. Neither do his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off the nations, and not a few. For he said, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calno as not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand has found the excel of them of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall I not as I and her idols so do to Jerusalem and her idols? Wherefore shall it come to pass that warm this work, his whole work, not just his work, his whole work, the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Syria and the glory of his high to chastise his children. You know, David said, Lord, don't chastise me in your hot anger. We're all done. God got to put his hands on you. This nation to get them in order. Their intentions and their thoughts and plans were not like God. They had he got a whole different agenda. And we know what his agenda is. But God used them by to say that when they come in here and they knew that they had to get saved. Well, when you come in God's presence, you can't do nothing but get ready. You know, it's going to get hot in here, as that boy said. Who's the Syrians? But they had a whole different plan. God wanted to chastise all to destroy and cut off all the nations. God gave the Syrians a charge. He gave, but they went overboard. You can go over, leave way little, you know, little space. You can go overboard. And they were going overboard. They start boasting and bragging about what he had done, what they had done, and today it's always me, I, and they don't put divinity out of it. And just all them, and it's that person, this person, feel God's glory. We got to be careful. So he said, I gave the devil also a charge about our brother Job. The devil came too. The prince of this world. Don't be telling me nothing about no prince of this world. Every prince got a king to answer to. Ain't no prince running nothing. King that you got to answer to. So when the devil came to God and say, look, I guarantee you, if you take that hedge around him, take it off of him, and all let me touch his body. He just trying to get closer and closer to where he can think that things that come up on us is from God. It ain't from God. People think that all the blessings and things that they receive, when I say our folk call that asset, land, that's asset, cars, clothes, jewelry, that's a status of people. The devil told Jesus, say, look, if you bow down to me, I give you all of this. If you bow down and worship me, Jesus, I give you all of it. And some folk are just bowing down. They don't want to live right. They don't want that inside man clinked up. They just want to be outside. Look, it happened to me. God did it. God ain't doing all of this, y'all. Thinking that you're supposed to get, won't, but you ain't God. Help me to stop fornicating. Lord, I don't want to live in sin no more. I know this thing is wrong. So God gave the devil overboard. And whatever the devil always meant to do for us, which in spite of what we going through, God does it. He said the Syrians, they begin to boast and they begin to brag. Then down here he says, look, for verse 13, for he said, by my hand, I have done it. And by my wisdom, for I am prudent, I'm wise. And I have removed the habitations like a valiant man. I put down the habitation like a valiant man. My hand had found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathered, there was none to move the wing and open the mouth of the pea. Now he's saying, look, people are getting their stuff snatched from them. The devil robbing them. They don't know how to get it back. What happened? Where did it go? How did I get to this point? Check yourself. Nobody said nothing about it. The preachers ain't said nothing. The deacons ain't saying. The bishop ain't. And not as I do. Ain't nobody seeking God for the next man. He said, therefore shall the Lord of the hosts, 16, therefore the Lord of hosts, sent among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle for the fire, and his holy one for the flame. And it shall burn and devour the thorns and the briars in one day. And it shall soul and body, they shall be as when the standard bearer, that in the day of that rain, that the remnant of Israel lay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, even the remnant of Jacob unto the mighty God. For though thy people, just a remnant of them, shall return, and the consumption decreed, after all of this that, you know, I'm trying to get your attention, after all of this that you're going through, just only, and there's so many people out here today think that they are going with Jesus, but line up with the word. And they living just like the world, the church. I'm talking about the world. Let's get that clear. The church went back to Egypt to live just like they used to live. It ain't, God ain't done the so-and-so. So they getting away with it. God ain't going to do nothing to me. God going to get you. Is that the Lord, he, six things that God hates. He was being proud and boastful about what he did, what he accomplished. And he said to shed innocent blood. He wanted to kill off the nation, the Bible said. They've been trying to get rid of Israel. The enemy is trying to get rid of it. See, it don't make no difference to take ourselves on this good that we do. Because the good that I do, the Bible says, look, he said, but it's wood and earth. Some honor and some to dishonor. And we can't be tricked and bamboozled and think that we got it all right. We are. And he's going to use an honorable vessel. He's using the devil to get a hold of him. No, it ain't because of what I've done. It ain't because of my goodness. It's not because of what Jesus died on the cross for me is why I'm saved. It's because Jesus shed his blood is why I'm saved. That's why. But in the midst of all of this good that we say we do, we still got to check ourselves. My God. He said, verse, make a consumption even determined in the midst of all the land. Therefore, in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrians after the manner of Egypt. Look, God is saying, look, don't be scared of them, devil. And today we're so afraid to trust God, but all the bad would happen to them. Oh, mama, she died with this daddy. You know, afraid? Huh? Don't be afraid of that devil. He the same devil that's deceiving the folk. He said, don't be afraid. He said, look, be not is with thee wheresoever thou goest. How many know that wherever you go, ain't on the lion's den, God's going to be another shut his mouth. You can be in a fiery furnace. God going to stop. That God is not with you. But the one thing that we got to do, we the swift or the strong, is given to those that endure to the very end. Patience. We got to wait on God. Yes, Lord, but we don't want to wait for God. We got to endure this race that we're in. This race. This is a whole different race that we're in. But if we give up, we got to stay in this. It is given to them that endure to the very end. And the indignation shall cease and my anger according to the slaughter of the Midians at the rock of Oreb. So shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. Look, God is telling you, look, I don't care what the devil is doing today. Going through back then, mama, daddy was going back then. I'm going to do it today. I'm the same God. I'm a God. We don't believe God. God said, look, Lord, if they don't believe, Paul said, if they don't believe, he said, look, don't make no, God can't deny himself. He said, I can't deny myself. I'm still faithful. I can't deny who I am because you can't get your deliverance. You can't get your healing. That don't make God not a deliverer. If you check yourself. Hold on, the same way he healed me, the same way he going to heal you. I had a pinched nerve. That's why I said, went to the doctor. They put all those needles down in me. And this Asian lady, she was punching and sticking them. But when she hit the nerve, in so many words, that's a woman sounds. Well, look, I am the church. You know, I didn't have to have no surgery. They was talking about you need surgery, you need this. But God, he can heal you. Just like he's done something for others, God can do the same thing for you. God is still God today. But we're not like some of the people that was back then. With some of us, we done went back to the son of perdition. God gonna pay my rent. You know, Lord, I got to have this. I got to have that. Have you asked God, Lord, I don't want to be like this. I don't want the government taking care of me. I don't want to be me. Jeremiah said, look, if the Lord save you, then you're saved. If you heal you, if God can heal you, God can take care of you. If God can heal your body, God can take a few things. We got to believe God for all things. Healer. He didn't help me too many times. I had some situations that I was going through. They didn't want to get right. All we refer to the judicial system is the people, y'all. Peoples. You know, the peoples. But they didn't want to do right. At work, and that's how I got that pinched nerve and a concussion. They didn't want to do nothing. They didn't get me no pill. They put a pack. And I was feeling every pain in my body. I mean, I was feeling it all. And so I thought, well, Lord, you said the law is for the law. Still didn't want to get right. And so as I was coming to church, making prayer, I'm going to get healed. And they're going to think I was lying. I said, I can't go because I know he's going to do it. And so I didn't. And when all of that stuff was MRIs, they saw all of this stuff then. Then I came to the altar. Here I am. God will do it every time. But you just got to believe God. You just got to know God. I don't let you be one of the remnant that's going to come back. It's going to be a bunch of people out there, the Bible, to Jesus. Not all of them. A few of them. So, and he said, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken off, shall be taken away from off thy shall be destroyed because of the anointing of God. Rub. You know, we get up here and we call for that altar call. We just get a dab. We going to dab him. Lord, heal him. Yeah, we got to anoint him. But with he ain't going to rub, he going to pour it on you. He said, in the last days, I'm going to pour out. There's a pouring coming into your spirit. God ain't just, look, a dab today, just pour of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost down inside of you, in your veins. God ain't going to dab you. He ain't going to smear it on you. But God said, I'm going to today. We needed a full-blown dip, not in the ghost. And when you come back up, you will see some things. Because it's not by power, but it's by his spirit. It's by the spirit of the living God. Look, I'm going to tell you, Friday, I was so stirred up last Sunday when Pastor was preaching. But I ran into two people on the job. And, you know, I was there to assist, do something with a water pump. Change can do, you know. You might want to check with your plumber and see what he did. And so long story short, you know, I said, yeah. She said, now, if bleeding the pipes, this, that, and the other, and she asked a legit question. My wife wouldn't be happy with that. I'm sorry. So I ain't hear from her. Him and I was, he was there and I pulled up. He worked. I'm there to turn the water off. He there to turn the gas off. I get out of my truck. He get out of the truck. Nothing. I said, let me speak to this brother. He got back around and said, hey, how you doing, man? What's up? He said, trying to do my job, and he was just in my ear, just laying it on me. And then I don't know what all, what, you know, what do he need? He's here for something, you know. He won't leave me alone. It's like God used me. I don't say, where you going to church? I said, where do you worship? He said, oh, and by the way, he get to tell me about his messed up. Him and his wife, things didn't go right. Both of them wanting this, and he said he did, and, you know, took his family and all of this. And, oh, I tell you, I listened to him. I leaned on that staff for about 45 minutes. You know, sometimes we want to just get so eager and just want to jump in. I've been there. You know, I want to say, I finished the anointing. I ain't tell my brother Al. I'm talking about the anointing. The Bible says, look, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Huh? To preach the gospel unto the meek. He sent me to bind the broken heart. See it on him. You can just, if you had any kind of spiritual disorder, you can just see him. He was just a mess. And so as I'm doing this to you, man, say, God don't put yokes on nobody. He don't put no burden out of the mess that you in. And when I got through talking to this, he was smiling. He followed me to my truck. He said, can I get your number, man? Can I call you tonight? Church across over in South City. But look, the Lord lift up the standard for that young into him. He had hope back into him. He started believing that God will give him back. Every time something goes on, I go over there and I fix it, and I pay for it and everything. Somebody, I say, man, this God, because he was talking to me about the Lord. I said, this God you talking about, he's a God of reconciliation. I say, God reconciled me back to himself. God, I say, God is a God of reconciliations. God wants to reconcile you back to himself. God said, what he has joined together, let no man put asunder. It's extra stuff that we got on us and we thinking it's God. A lot of stuff on us, saints, it ain't supposed to be on us. That's why we so burdened and heavy laden. That's why Jesus said, come unto me, all you that burdened and heavy laden. Make it. The devil done put so much stuff in your mind to where you think that all hope is lost. Mind in your heart, because I know some of you do, because the kids get on your nerve. Lord, they ain't going to book inside. The anointing came to destroy the yoke, not break the yoke. He got stuff. We got a broken vase. She's still holding it. Your daddy going to fix it. He can put it back together. When stuff get broke, it can be put back together. But when you destroy something, come on, saints, stuff back up on you no more. He can't bring your past back to you. He can't bring none of that stuff. But when God destroyed the yoke, you'll still be stepping. You'll still be walking. That stuff is under the blood. It's covered. You know, what I did yesterday, a few hours ago, it's covered. I got good insurance. That gap insurance, in case the first insurance don't cover it, you got to get the gap insurance. You got to get, else ain't working. Jesus will work for you. Huh? He said he going to destroy the yoke. He said when you destroy something, you utterly get rid of it. You utterly done. When the anointing do it, it's destroyed. It's destroyed. He tried. I ain't call him all this sloop foot and all this other. I call him what Jesus said. You a lie. Satan, get behind me. The Lord rebuke you, not me. The Lord, Satan, rebuke you because God delivered me. When God do something, he does it right. He don't leave nothing. I don't let God get you on both sides. Don't be just done on one. Put me over. Put me back on the potter's wheel, Lord. It's me, Lord, standing in the need. Not my mother. This stuff in me, it's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not them, Lord. They might need it, but Lord, you heal my mind. Get this stuff out of my heart, God. The Bible says that, look, when the anointing comes up on you, now we know that there's some anointings out here. Well, you can, the Bible says that the, when the anointing said, now, sometimes we go and get our spirits from somewhere else. We go and get them from drugs, liquor store. We go and get those spirits. And when we pour that mess into us, we act a plumb fool. We don't know what last night. I was at home. Those kind of spirits being you, the spirit of error. Saul was anointed. He became another man and began to prophesy. I became another man. I can't hardly tell you what was said. I tell you what I saw. You can believe me or not. I can tell you that man, he left there a new man. Even that he could. He left believing that God is able. He left there. He didn't ask him for help. This man was changed. So when the anointing come up on you, you become another man's band. You can't do nothing except the anointing come up on you. But until God pull himself inside of you, ain't nothing going to get done today. And it's not God that's giving us these burdens. Let me read something to you about what he said. Jeremiah 23, 38 and 39. Since you said, I'm going to tell you. Because you say this word. A lot of folks say, well, oh, this God, this sickness, my burden. God ain't, he's not a physician. You know, I came for the lost. The saved don't need nobody. It's a burden. Huh? But since you said this word, the God say the burden of the Lord. Don't be saying God put no burden on you because you won't get, you don't, God put something on you because you ain't got it. Your breakthrough ain't came yet. God ain't doing it. He said, therefore, behold, I don't want to be forgotten. And I will forsake you and the city that. That's what a burden do. You get the line on God, tell me what God done except for my soul. God ain't put no yoke on you. He said, I'm going to forget you because God put a burden on you. If you can't get off the alcohol, it ain't because God put that thing on you. That's something that you want to do. God ain't sent you to the liquor store. He sent you to the dope house. I guarantee on your way to the liquor store, on your way to the dope house, you met somebody and said, man, you know, they said something to you to deter you. But your mind was made up. I'm going to the wine and spirit place. I'm going to get me a new spirit. And that's just what you have, a new spirit. The spirit of error. When God poured something down in you, I heard somebody say to me, when God puts something down, you got something powerful in you. All we got to do is know how to operate it or just wait on it. We just got to wait. Sometimes we just don't want to wait. We just got to wait until God, his anointing, not brother's anointing, not sister's anointing, not Elijah's anointing, but God's anointing. When God's anointing be poured down in it, then you'll know exactly what to do. You ain't got to think about what shall I say, Lord. Huh? When God puts something in us, destroy every yoke. When Jesus died for our sins, every yoke was destroyed. It wasn't broke, destroyed. What did God tell the Egyptians? He said, look, from this day, from that you see today, you won't see it no more because I'm going to utterly destroy it. You my problem. The anointing going to take care of the next problem. This anointing that God is trying to, we need it. We got to have it. So many people need him by. It's just things, what I can get. What I can get, Lord. All you got to do is walk in my way and you keep my commandments. You know, I got you. Righteousness. His righteousness. Go out there and help somebody. Know that somebody needs something, need a whole lot more than you. You got somewhere to lay your head. You got clothes on your back. They may not be saved, but they healthy. They ain't in trouble. It's a whole lot of folk out there need us so they can become a new man. A new woman, a new boy, a new girl. They need that anointing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, God, his spirit. When Jesus died up on that cross, every sin, every locked up in your heart, God has destroyed it. Yes, Lord, you did do that. I'm free. I'm a new creature. If any have passed away, it's not going to pass away. The Bible said, oh, you're yet becoming. We are yet becoming new creatures. Every day we walk with Christ. Every day we are a new creature. The anointing of your life. Every yoke in your children's life. Every yoke. Every yoke. Every birth. Saints of God, I hope I said something that would have encouraged you. I hope I've said it's not me. It ain't the individual. We got to seek his face, not on Wednesdays and not on Fridays and not on Sunday mornings. Your house, I leave out of my house, Lord, I still say, what's my assignment? Because I know I got assignment out there. Was my thought that Friday. Lord, I ain't just out here working at the water company. You got somebody that can help me. I ain't just out there. You ain't just out there. You out there for a reason. You got to know your plan is that you get it right so you can help somebody else. You ain't telling them the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. We patting them on the back. Made up my mind, Pastor. Lord, if you don't give me, because folk need to be, they need to be told. They act like they don't know right from wrong no more. He is. And his hands are still stretched out wide. They know the scripture better than you do. So, man, you got to repent. And God will fix all of that stuff for you. And the other lady said, well, what kind of church is y'all? Is y'all ain't dead. We just love Jesus. I said, you come and experience for, say, them folk in there crazy. They talking madness. Tell my God to straighten out your, they talking crazy. You know, you got to have a doctor to do that. Why did God give us, it's not written that he done nothing in there. But told all the goodness of Jesus what Jesus did. God can put sin you back in you. God can heal. He can, God, it takes God to line it up. I said, but man, Jesus got to put them few back. He can line you up. We can get them on a straight and narrow. But it's going to take God for this thing. And we just may as well step on back. Read it, eat it, walk it. I'm talking about faith. Say it. Lord, it's written. Lord, it happened to Jackie. He'll do it for you. Who needs some yokes destroyed? God is no reason that you just be broken unless you just want to be broken. Oh, woe is me. Maybe they give me a Holy Ghost handshake. I just keep looking pitiful. He ain't going to do that. He wants you to get up from where you at, but rise up again. It take God's. When that man left me, like I said, I don't know. I get so excited. I said, now, Lord, what did I say? You know? But you know what? It looked even better to see him walk through all of them. I can see all his teeth. He left with hope. And saying, I don't know. We got to have a word for the people saying to you. There is power inside of you. Anybody need prayer? Anybody need some yokes, not broken, but just stretch out on faith? All we going to do is speak a word. That's all we can do. It's Jesus. It's God. God only and all by himself. He'll destroy else. Come on. We'll pray with you. Pray for your mama, your dad. There's yokes out there that need to be destroyed. I want to say this. I know the yokes are being destroyed off of my children. And one of you always tell me, don't get saved. All your kids don't get saved. I know they're going to get saved. Sometimes when you look at their life, you think just the contrary. Then, what is it going to take, Lord? Is he going to get saved? But he called. He said, man, Dad, I want to talk to you. I had this. And he said, she was a white lady. And he lives out in Wildwood. And he said, I sat in my car and say something racist to me. So I just sat there. Couple. And said something to them. And they shook their head. And she said, son, would you help me move my table in my house? And say she just broke down and cried. He just encouraged her. That this was a child that had no remorse sometimes with people. He's gotten bitter with the church. Real bitter with the church. Grew up, church ain't doing what they used to do. I'm thinking, I'm your father. What you know about, as if he known that they were doing some healing. He said, hey, people ain't, you know, it just ain't real what he did and have that type of heart. I know God is destroying some yokes. One out of the seven is the first domino, but it's going to take you fall. That next one going to fall on the next one and the next one. It's going to be a domino effect like it was in your house. We just got to recognize. I could have went off and said, well, what's wrong with you? And well, why ain't you? Time you just got to turn them over. Say, Lord, done all that you can do today? Huh? Have you done all that you can do, that you know to do? If you've done all that you can do, then let us stand then. Let us stand. Since you've done all that you can do. It is yet learning myself, and it was just amazing to me. Jesus is real. He's real to me, and I tell you, you see these things and you hear them. I said, Lord, I see you working in others. I want not that I get a pat on the back, you know, not that I have a status. The master's use. Don't you want to be fit for his good use? You don't want to be made for. But we want to know. We want to know him in that part. We all want to go to heaven. Suffering. I'm afraid that we ain't suffering enough. Suffering enough. Nobody needs to dismiss. Pastor, you have anything you want to say?
Jackie, the Spirit of the Lord told me, and he told me to tell you, wait, hold. It takes 7 steps and say, Jesus, come up this way. If you count, the Lord, your back is going to heal completely, said the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's going to make you whole. You know, some people be healed, but he's going to make you whole.
Lord, I believe it. I don't know about nobody else. We just heard a foolish testimony this morning. Take some gospels and some waters. Take faith. Just a little bit. Anybody else?